Saudi Arabia's consistent air and ground bombardment of Yemen rages on as the humanitarian situation is getting dire in the impoverished nation. The latest Saudi forces shelled several areas in the provinces of Hajjah and Sa'dah. Fighter jets also bombarded the northern city of Sa'dah and an area in the southern province of Ibb. Dozens of deaths and injuries were reported in Ibb. This followed heavy raids on the airports of the capital Sana'a, the southern city of Aden, and the port city of Hodeidah. The airport in Aden alone was hit by more than 150 airstrikes. Nearly 3,000 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have lost their lives since Riyadh began its air war on March the 26th. London-based human rights activist William Spring believes certain Western countries are supporting Saudi Arabia's aggression on Yemen.
I think this statement from the Director of Humanitarian Affairs, Coordination Relief, is a very straightforward demand that Riyadh complies with international humanitarian law. Riyadh has no intention of doing that, it appears. Now, what is desperately disturbing is the position of countries like the United States and Britain and France. These countries seem to support Riyadh in whatever form of aggression Riyadh contemplates or engages in. The Yemen, which is one of the poorer Arab countries, is more or less told to stew in its own juice and be subject to indiscriminate air bombardments by the Saudis, who are one of the richest, if not the richest, Arab country. Now, how did young people of Saudi Arabia believe giving credence to Saudi, their Saudi supposed beliefs about the unity of Islam and so on? When I was in Saudi Arabia, the Yemenis were regarded as brothers. Now, they're not regarded as brothers. They are regarded as enemies by this new regime in Riyadh,